Yes, sir.
Bob, how are you?
Very well, sir. And yourself?
Hope good.
You had a pleasant weekend.
Good. You get any rest?
I did indeed.
What'd you do? Sit home,
you
read
know,
reports?
Damn it, I got ready for Best Stories Committee this morning. I've got to go up and testify on non-proliferation.
How many days you testified since January 10th?
I don't remember in days, but I'm up to about 75 hours of testimony so far since January 10th.
What's happening in Vietnam?
Driving me crazy. Oh, I think we're getting along pretty well. I haven't actually checked up this morning. I did yesterday, and we were getting along pretty well. This big engagement is very favorable to us. And I keep my fingers crossed that actually the progress is better than I thought it would be at this time. We're engaging more Viet Cong and the fatalities of Viet Cong.
Looks like we're killing 1,000. How many does North Vietnam have? 250,000?
They have about 250,000 in their regular force, but they also have an ability to expand that very substantially. I was going to say from reserves. They're not really reserves, but to mobilize additional manpower. But as I said, we're killing more VC than I thought we would at this time.
Now, Bob, are you sure you're shooting them as fast as they can take them, just as quick as we can get them out
there? Absolutely. I'm just sitting here right now with Cy, and that's exactly what we're working on.
Ask each one of your services now, quit belly aching and do it now or hold your peace,
yeah.
Because there'll be times here when we won't say stop, look, and listen.
I know that.
And let's get some more men in there if we can right now. I think it's a good psychological time to get them in.
I completely agree with you, and that's just exactly what we're doing, Mr. President. We're just going to send out another instruction today in writing to be absolutely sure that this is clear, because they're conjuring up all kinds of problems that stand in the way of meeting the manpower requirements out there, and there's a tendency to hold back on some unless you're sure you can send all. But our instructions are very clear. We've made it personally and in writing that we want to accelerate in every way the movement of men there. And we will, again, I'll call them myself personally today.
Make also this notation. Do everything we can to cut some lead time off the Australian, Korean, any way in the world we can.
Yeah.
Because that'll help us if they're in there when
sure.
You're getting these big bills through up here along the middle of the year.
Right.
If they've moved, that'll be some help. Did any of the shows hurt us yesterday, TV? I didn't see any of them.
I saw them all.
Fulbright
didn't help us any. He lost his temper for a second or two, and that helped us a little bit. But on the whole, he appeared rather reasonable and said he thought you were a great man. There was nothing personal in this, but he just believed the American people should be educated on the world we live in today.
Are you studying how whether he's been educated all through the years on China?
Yes.
Be sure to get me that now. I want somebody to write me a master's thesis on Fulbright's views through the years with General Marshall and so forth.
God, I haven't gotten that underway. Sure, I'll get it. Yeah, we'll get that going.
You used to have a Bart, what is his name, at Harvard, did research for you. Bart write speeches.
Bart Leach.
Yeah, Bart Leach. Get some of the guys that you got stalked around to do some research for us on that.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Have you ever got to settle down on your reserve policy yet? Are they still
reserve and guard reorganization?
Yeah. No, on reserve.
Call up a reserve.
Yeah.
Well, we're still fighting the battle.
See, you announced that you don't have to, but have you got them to where they're not agitating you on it?
No, but every day we're getting a little stronger in our opposition to those that want to call up the reserves. And this is just exactly what we're working on now, right in my office at the moment. And I myself convinced Mr. President that we will not have to call up the reserves to support some 350,000 or so strength in South Vietnam. And I don't think we'll get much above 350 before the end of this year. So my view is we won't have to call up the reserves before the end of the year.
I sure enjoyed this general, and I think you ought to have more of those fellows scattered around. And I don't know what Sylvester's doing, but he sure as hell ought to have that guy on television. I saw him in San Antonio, and he was superb.
Yeah, well, I
and he was superb with us, too. And He told me he did want more men, and I told him that he just said, well, all we need out there is a few more people now because we have so much to do with occupying and take teaching and health and things like that, that we need people. And when I asked him, he said, that's not my business. He gave the right answer.
He was very good on it. I noticed that.
But he had said to me that he wanted them, and I guess maybe I misunderstood him.
Well, I wouldn't have sent him down there if you hadn't pushed me on these news stories. That's the only reason we sent him there. I should have thought of it anyhow. But I
think if you can get
the best story in the country.
I think if you could just get some folks of that kind, Bob, they'll get these doves in line for you, and you ought to let them work on your flanks that way. I'd have these men coming back. I'd see who's rotating, and I'd have them screen them very carefully. And I'd bring them in, talk to them myself, send them in to talk to me. I think that they want to think that their commander-in-chief has some contact with what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'd let them be available for some of these shows. I think Walt did some good, and I think this guy did some good. And I think we've got to have something to hold these boys just a little bit, because if they don't, they're going to get out of line.
Well, we'll make a regular practice of that, Mr. President. It was your request for some news that led me to think of this, and I should have thought of it anyway.
Well, see if you can get Sylvester, let him get on today's show or something.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks.